I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, December 20th. A Braintree woman was cited for hitting a pedestrian in a crosswalk in Quincy yesterday. Police say that a car driven by 39-year-old Susan Lee struck a 51-year-old Boston man in a crosswalk at West Squantum and Holmes Streets in North Quincy just after 9:30 yesterday morning. Lee told police that her foot slipped off the brake pedal of her 2021 Nissan Rogue, causing her to swerve and clip the victim, sending him into the air. The victim was taken to Boston Medical Center with injuries believed to be non-life-threatening. Lee was cited for a crosswalk violation. A Quincy man is charged with having guns and drugs in his home and in a Quincy storage unit. 36-year-old Curtis Sullivan was arrested Tuesday at his Curtis Street home after an investigation. Police say they found cocaine, a loaded handgun, and ammunition in his home. Officers also found more cocaine, two guns, and ammunition in a storage locker on Liberty Street. Police say at least one of the guns had an obliterated serial number. The cocaine has an estimated street value of $40,000. Sullivan was arraigned on several firearms and narcotics-related charges in Quincy District Court. A car crashed right through the front of a laundromat in Brockton yesterday afternoon. The Toyota Corolla was wedged halfway inside of the Crescent Street laundromat on Crescent Street. Surveillance video from inside the building shows the car slamming into washing machines just after 12:30 yesterday afternoon. Brockton police said the 77-year-old driver thought she was in reverse when she accidentally accelerated into the laundromat. Officer said that the driver couldn't stop because a bottle was stuck underneath the brake. The driver and her passenger both got out of the car with a bit of help. First responders said they were both okay. Police said the driver will not face any charges. Broken glass was seen scattered on the ground as firefighters worked to remove the vehicle from the building. Car was towed away. The laundromat remained closed as crews cleaned up the mess, but the laundromat's expected to reopen today. A 19-year-old from Marshfield has been arrested and charged after he was accused of stealing a car from a gas station and then setting it on fire at Duxbury Beach yesterday. 19-year-old Aiden Boyle of Marshfield was arraigned in court yesterday and has been charged with breaking and entering in the nighttime with intent to commit a felony, a larceny of a motor vehicle, and malicious destruction of property. Marshfield police said they were assisting Duxbury police with an investigation of a car fire on Duxbury Beach when they identified the owner of the car, who said he had parked it at a local gas station overnight and that it had been stolen. During the investigation, police had received multiple alarms from the same gas station. They concluded Boyle broke into the station overnight Wednesday into Thursday and stole cash and several cartons of cigarettes from inside the gas station, as well as the car later found at the beach from the rear parking lot. Surveillance video showed Boyle wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, gloves, and a ski mask stealing the car before returning 2 hours later to break into the building and steal the cash and cigarettes before police arrived at the scene. Both police departments conducted the investigation, which included the use of a canine from the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office to help track down Boyle, who was later found walking in the area and arrested by a Marshfield police officer. In addition to the charges Boyle faced in Marshfield, police said there are more charges pending in Duxbury. Boyle was initially held on $25,000 cash bail. A former Quincy nursing home could become a new condo complex. Galvin Development of Quincy wants to tear down the former Quincy nursing home on McGrath Highway and put up a six-story, 50-unit condo complex with 64 parking spaces. Galvin presented the proposal to the planning board this week. There would be no access on McGrath Highway to the new building. It would be on Bigelow Street to the rear. Some abutters did express concern about parking with this new development. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash and Ward 5 Councilor Dan Minton say they'd like to hold a community meeting before the proposal goes forward. The planning board continued the hearing until January 15th. MBTA commuter rail operator Keolis Commuter Services reached a labor agreement with 9 of the company's 14 unions this week. The agreements, which still need to be formally ratified by each union's membership, will be retroactive to when the contracts came up for changes in July of 2023. Members of the International Association of Machinists, one of the 9 unions, held a rally in South Station in October amidst contract negotiations. Their grievances included poor wage stagnation and missing pay raises, the union said in a statement published about the time of the rally, but now Keolis seems to have met those needs. Keolis said the new 5-year agreement includes paid sick leave, annual wage increases, new health and welfare benefits, improvements to bereavement and vacation policy, and the addition of Juneteenth as a paid holiday. Keolis and the Transportation Workers Union of America, another union involved with the MBTA, reached a new labor agreement earlier this year, which Keolis said was overwhelmingly ratified. 2 years appear to have made a world of difference for the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities. 2 years ago, the DPU was in a harsh spotlight due to its work, or lack thereof, overseeing safety on the T. Federal investigators concluded that the DPU had been falling short on its responsibilities as the state agency responsible for transit safety oversight, and top state lawmakers were weighing whether the department should even retain that job. But since then, DPU officials say T safety oversight has improved to a point where the same federal agency that once offered sharp criticism now finds little to fault. The Federal Transit Administration this fall did complete an audit of the DPU, finding no areas of noncompliance and no corrective action needed. Federal law requires every public transit system to receive safety oversight from a state-level agency. The DPU has been certified to fulfill that role for the MBTA since 2018. As part of a sweeping investigation that identified a slew of safety problems at the T, the FTA said 2 years ago that the DPU had not been adequately fulfilling its oversight duties. The DPU has reshaped its transit safety work since then, adding about 20 other full-time employees focused solely on the MBTA. The DPU has gotten much more involved on the ground since a new organization from 608 field activities, which included walking along the tracks, checking power, auditing green line speeds, and more in 2023, to 1,444 through the first 11 months of this year. Well, a celebration of life service will be held for Frank Bellotti of Quincy at a later date. Bellotti died Tuesday at the age of 101. Bellotti was a former lieutenant governor and attorney general of Massachusetts. Bellotti was also a Navy SEAL during World War II. He is survived by 11 children, 25 grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren. His wife Maggie died 2 years ago at the age of 98. Governor Maura Healey ordered the state's flags to fly at half-staff on Wednesday in Bellotti's memory. A fundraiser for the Quincy Animal Shelter will be held Saturday from noon to 2 at Victory Point Restaurant at Marina Bay. Pet owners are invited to dress their animals in festive holiday attire for a contest and a chance to win prizes. The funds will help with the shelter's plan to move into their new shelter early next year. Hot refreshments and snacks will be available, and every pet will receive a complimentary pup cup. Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents Celebrating New Year's Day in beautiful Marymount Park. The tour will begin on the newly landscaped walk at Pageant Field on January 1st at 2 p.m. Refreshments will be provided at the pavilion. Registration is required by emailing Sally Owen, sowen@quincyma.gov. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 15 points. The NASDAQ fell 19. The S&P dropped 5. Asian stocks are lower as markets wait U.S. personal spending data for November due later today. The dollar was down, the euro rose, oil at $69 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins lose in Edmonton 3-2 in overtime. They'll be hosting Buffalo tomorrow night at 7. Celtics lost to the Bulls 117-108. That series moves to Chicago tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Patriots in Buffalo against the Bills Sunday at 4:25. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, some snow and mixed precipitation. The high of 34 degrees, snow showers this evening, a low of 28. Tomorrow, some morning snow showers, and then some afternoon sun. And a high tomorrow, 31 degrees. Could have a couple of inches of accumulation by the time the system is over on Saturday. Sunday, sunny and bitter colds with temperatures only in the low 20s and overnight lows in the single digits. Monday, partly cloudy and a high 26. The marine forecast calling for 2 to 3 foot waves, northeast winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 2:51 p.m. Sunrise 7:09, sets at 4:14. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, December 20th.